Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
Jeffrey Dahmer, Ted Bundy, the Night Stalker. These names are infamous, but do you really know what drove them to kill?
In Mind of a Serial Killer, we don't just tell you the story. We break down the psychology behind it.
Follow and listen to Mind of a Serial Killer, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870, Mike DeTiglia along with Cullen Steele on our Oakwood Heart Jewelers talk and text line, covers the Pelicans and the NBA, Ollie Cosell. Ollie, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon.
Absolutely, Mike. Let's see if we can bring some kind of magic. Put it up in the air, and the Pelicans all of a sudden turn this thing around.
Yeah, hopefully. And, hey, look, a little bit of good luck. I tell the guys from Ortho LA when I get them on, and you always give me bad news. And, you know, Dr. Elias says, Mike, because you always asking about an injury. I can't give you a good news on that particular deal, but finally good news with the return of DeJounte Murray. And I think, you always need a catalyst on the court. You always need that guy. And he is a really good one with that. He's a good shooter, really solid on the defensive side also. But to set up everybody else, man, there's a few and far between that can do it as good as Murray. He is going to be a big addition to the lineup. We only got to see him in one game, and then he goes down. So I'm anxious to watch DeJounte, and can some of the other pieces come into place here?
Yeah, I don't think you're underselling this at all. I mean, all you have to do is look at how poorly the Pelicans have performed, right? We'll focus on the offense, since that's where DeJounte Murray is really going to help this team, at least initially. And they were floundering. And then all of a sudden you saw them sign Elfrid Payton, and all of a sudden the offense, at times when he was out there on the court, really, you know, looked pretty good. Leading to Elfrid Payton having 21 assists in the last game. So you can see that this team honestly does need that kind of conductor, right? Directing traffic, directing the offense. And they tried last couple years, given the primary responsibilities of Brandon Ingram and Zion Williamson, but everybody knew it was time for a point guard because that just didn't work, right? That project didn't work. So, yeah, DeJounte Murray was that big acquisition over the summer, and unfortunately, injuries have gotten him too, and we've only seen him for one game. But I will say, in that one game, that season opener, he led the Pelicans to an impressive win, and the offense was so good. He didn't have a good shooting night, but you know what the team did? They got out and they ran. They forced their turnovers and played the style that Willie Green wants to, where it led to 29 fast break points. That's still their season high for the year, just that first game. And if they can do that, that's what's going to help them get the easy points, Mike. And look, here's a good stat to check out tonight. How many fast break points do they score tonight? Anytime they've had 15 or more this year, team's actually 14-1. If they come in under 15, 0-13. So that's what I'm going to be looking at, DeJounte Murray, and just how quickly they can get in their offense.
One of the things in talking to people who cover the league was that they were surprised a little bit. Now, I know this team's been ravaged by injuries, but they were always good on the defensive side. And you haven't seen that this year. And again, it's all about who's on the court, but they haven't played really good defense. And hopefully when you can get some of the other pieces in place, that'll come around, because that's what Willie Green was selling. Fast break, get the three up, score, but play great defense. This team hasn't done any of that.
No, and that's right. That's supposed to be their calling card. That's what Willie Green really that's where he begins everything, right? All his schemes, drawing up plays, and just their style of play. It has to start on that end. And to your point, previous two seasons, they were a top 10 defensive team, right? Borderline almost in the top five. And this year it's fallen off a cliff. And the reason really is it's the personnel.
Yeah.
Right? They played one way. They had most of their guys available in preseason, especially up in training camp. And all of a sudden you're asked, well, you're going to not have maybe six, maybe top seven players of your rotation. So if you do that, all of a sudden you're putting guys together that have never played. And more, you don't really have the practice time for them to get acclimated to one another. So that's why, honestly, the defense has looked terrible. But of late, I know there was a back-to-back games where, you know, they had a drubbing of to Dallas, and I forget the other opponent. But outside of those two games, the defense has looked a lot better, right, over the last 10 games. So hopefully it's trending in the right direction. And you got to remember, Eve Missy, he's a big part of it. He's a rookie. I think once he gets acclimated a little bit more, you'll see, right, that cohesion, the stops, it'll get better. Because we're seeing more glimpses of it now than we did earlier in the year.
Yeah, and basketball I don't think is that hard to pick up, but he didn't have a lot of experience to pick it up. And I think there's nothing like playing, okay? Somebody can tell you something, but you got to play. And I think that was the issue with him. He didn't have a lot of court time. And the more court time he's going to get, I think the better off he'll be as a player. The one shocker to me is, and I could have never picked this up, Brandon Boston. How well he's played for the Pelicans so far this season. Your thoughts on Brandon?
Yeah, Brandon Boston's been a nice find, to where the Los Angeles Clippers waived him because they, for salary cap reasons, needed to lose some money, basically. So they jettisoned him, and the Pelicans picked him up off of waivers. And I honestly think he's the best two-way player in the league, right? If you watch just a couple of his games, he can do basically everything on the court, right? He can initiate the offense. He can hit a shot. He can drive. And also, he can play some defense and get you a rebound, right? He can do almost everything on the court. But he's only, again, 22. He's never really been in this position before, right? With the Clippers, he saw a minimal role, so he wasn't getting the minutes. But now he's getting those minutes. And like I said, it looks like the Pelicans found themselves a piece for beyond this year. I would not at all be surprised if they tender him a contract sometime this offseason, where they keep him around for at least a few more years.
I agree with you, Ollie. I think you hit the nail on the head with that one. Ollie, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon. Always appreciate your time and insights. And let's see if they can put a W up against the Raptors.
I hear you. I want to see it. That'd be the greatest little gift before Thanksgiving, right? Before our bellies get full.
There you go. Thank you, Ollie. Appreciate it, bud.
Yep.
All right. Ollie Cosell, who covers the NBA and the New Orleans Pelicans. And you can hear that game tonight. Pregame at 6:30. At 6:30, yes. And tip off at 7 o'clock. The Pelicans and the Raptors. Todd Graffanini with the call.